Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Tuesday, May the 21st, 2024. And I have the honor to have Professor Jim Betzer on and Professor Joe on with me. And there's a lot of interesting things going on. I just want to throw out two tidbits and then comment about it. But International Court yesterday indicted Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, and that means they got international warrants for him. So if he leaves Israel, he's in problem. And of course, you know, it's been all the news about the Iranian president being killed. And I just thought to bring it up because, I mean, this thing's kind of escalating. But let's start with you, Jim Betzer. What do you got to report on? Or do you want to comment on either one of those things I mentioned?
Well, of course, Netanyahu has responded absurdly that this was an outrageous anti-Semitic act when the genocide has been ongoing for how many months now? We're watching it 24/7. It's been found to be occurring by the International Court of Justice, by the International Criminal Court, by the United Nations. Only the United States and Israel are feigning the pretense that the mass slaughter of a whole race is not taking place before our very eyes. What else would we expect from them? You mentioned the death of the Iranian president. He and the foreign minister died in a helicopter crash. That does not appear to be an accident. There were three choppers all together. The other two just landed safely. The one with the Iranian president and foreign minister, however, crashed, and it appears to have been very abrupt. There were no signals, no warning. According to Russian sources, the chopper was shot down either by a bomb or by man-made anti-aircraft missile. I favor a bomb. Vladimir Putin called the ambassador for Iran. Let's find the real causes of the crash, which I think is totally appropriate. Russia is ready to assist in an investigation into the causes of the helicopter crash, which claimed Raisi is alive. The now Secretary of the Security Council of Russia, Shoigu, in a telegram addressed to the Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council of Iran, expressed his condolences. If you had any doubt, that was an assassination. Now, the chief of the Iranian National Police has also been assassinated, and the head of the Iranian Intelligence Service, it appears. Israel is doing everything it can to try to provoke Iran into a war by attacking Israel in the expectation the United States would come to its aid. But frankly, I don't think it would have the outcome they might like. All these appear to be in retaliation for the very brilliantly executed Iranian retaliation for the attack on their consulate in Damascus, Syria, in violation of international law, which killed a number of their leading experts, a couple of generals included. So when Iran replied with a massive drone attack that diverted a huge amount, about $1 billion in expense, but those drones and other missiles were shot down, all seven of their hypersonic missiles hit their targets, which include the two airfields from which the attack on the consulate had been launched, in a headquarters command and control where 44 Mossad IDF were taken out. This now appears to be Israel's response. We shall see what Iran will do. But they're very patient and very measured, and I do not expect them to do anything rash.
Well, Jim, I'm telling you, that report, you sound like a former captain of the Marine Corps, which you are. Now, Joe, you want to make any comment?
It's just like Jim has said. This is... You really don't have to think too deeply about this, but of course I think it is a Mossad operation. And I guarantee you they will have covered their tracks very well. And it will make it very interesting of how this is going to be addressed by the Iranians, because, as we know, the Mossad is one of the top intelligence agents, I would say the best. So they are looking for all, they've covered all outcomes. So I don't know how Iran is even going to get to the bottom of this. But we'll see what happens. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, remember, Israel has assassinated quite a few of the Iranian nuclear scientists. And as a consequence, there's a vast number of Iranian students who are studying nuclear physics so they can aid the country in dealing with it. They are accustomed to being hit by Mossad operatives, and I have no doubt they got to figure out a way to respond that doesn't precipitate a world war, which I believe they will be able to do. Meanwhile, in relation to Ukraine, Russian forces have surrounded 40,000 to 45,000 Ukrainian soldiers in a new massive operation that threatens to crack the back of the Ukrainian military. Britain informed the Ukrainians of the threat that Russia was planning to make such a move, but the Ukrainians were non-responsive, probably because they've run out of troops. The head of the Ukrainian armed forces admitted he had no more recruits to send to the front lines. Meanwhile, the suggestions made that a Zugzwang situation confronts the Ukrainian army, where this battle will decide everything as the turning point in the war. A Zugzwang is a situation in chess where a player is put at such a disadvantage that any move they make worsens their position. I think that is a correct assessment of where things stand with Ukraine. And the situation is so dire that it appears the Ukrainian lines are collapsing throughout the country, and that this is going to be the decisive turning point in the war. We knew Russia had won, but it was going to be dragged out. I think now we're going to see a dramatically foreshortened military engagement, notwithstanding the desire of the NATO nations that it should be prolonged. We have numerous experts observing there's no possible way Ukraine can win against Russia in the situation as it has developed. Incidentally, and this is rather fascinating, it turns out that Starlink communications failed the day of the Russian attack in the Kharkov region. The Ukrainian military has relied on Starlink for communication and for having visual information about movement of Russian troops. Russia has countermeasures that can nullify Starlink, which made it possible to get a complete surprise on the Ukrainian troops if only they had listened to what the British had warned them was coming, which of course they either did not or could not because of the absence of men and materiel to continue the fight. It looks as though it is game over.
Now, Joe, you want to comment?
Well, don't forget that Zelensky has extended his office, which fundamentally makes him a dictator. And he has made the comment that Ukraine will become like Israel. And ultimately, I think this is going back way, way, way back to where there was a conflict between the Khazars, which became the Ashkenaz, and the Rus, and eventually the Rus overthrew the Khazars. So I think that this is going, you have to keep in mind the Belt and Road system, where they're going to build infrastructures to have trade all the way from China all the way to Amsterdam. And I think this is ultimately with Israel sitting in that spot of control. And they want, the Israelis really want Ukraine because of all of its natural resources. And since there has been a genocide there, I think they're going to get what they want. And I think that they will turn in Ukraine into a state associated with Israel. In other words, it will be a homeland for the Jews.
Okay, now, I want to mention something. Now, Joe, if you would you explain what the Congress, the Senate did with a new anti-Semitic law they passed?
Well, I think it would be better for if Jim did it, because he's astute in this area. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I don't think it's passed the Senate yet. It did pass the House. Simply absurd. It's very consistent with the position Trump has taken that has simply floored me. Where he basically intimated that student protests ought to be illegal in violation of the First Amendment, and where he's rather enthusiastically endorsed a genocide, complaining the only problem is they aren't killing the Palestinians fast enough. Listen to this, a call-in to Hannity by Donald Trump.
When you look at the anti-Semitism, the hatred of Israel by so many people, you go back 10 years, I mean, Israel was protected by Congress, and now Congress is just doing numbers that are unbelievable with, I think, a very, very small group of people within Congress, and it's got to stop. But we have to go back to the roots. We have to protect. We have to stop the anti-Semitism that's just pervading our country right now, and Biden has to do something. You have to get the job done. It's a horrible job to do, but they have to respond when they do, when there's an attack. A sneak attack like on October 7th that's so violent and such hatred, you have to clean it out. You have to clean out the cancer. You have to let them do their job. And frankly, it has to be done fast, because this is not sustainable for anybody. The job has to be done. It has to be done fast. The United States has to get courage, and the United States has to speak up. Nobody knows where the U.S. stands right now. I think Biden is not on the side of Israel. And he's making a tremendous mistake. You have to clean up the terror that we witnessed on October 7th. But the bottom line is, they have to be able to finish the job. You have to let them finish the job. You have to support them. But they have to do it quickly. And you can't let scenes like this. The head of Columbia should be ashamed of herself. The job that she's done, she should no longer be there. She should be absolutely ashamed, because she let this take place.
Now, Jim, I want to add this.
Yeah.
This new law they passed, for the edification of the listeners that may have not heard this, is it's going to be a federal crime to say anything against a Jew or anti-Semitic in any way, shape, or form. Even discussing Israel is going to be outlawed, basically, in the United States of America, which is a violation of the First Amendment, freedom of speech. No more demonstrations by Palestinians and different ones about Israel killing 35,000, I think was the last number Joe had on this. Palestinians dead since October. If you say anything, you're an anti-Semitic and you're going to get arrested as soon as they pass it by the Senate. The FBI is going to come start shutting down radio shows like mine and Fetzer's and others. Going to do this violation of First Amendment right. What they've done is saying, shut up. And all the Christians, the churches that preach the Word of God and Jesus Christ won't be able to say, hey, the Jews crucified Christ. They won't be able to say this. They're going to be arrested by the FBI, and I don't know what Joe can expand on it probably, of the number of years you're going to get in prison. I've been there 10.5 months as a political prisoner, case dismissed with prejudice, as Judge Richard Mate screams at the prosecutor for wasting $750,000 of the taxpayers' money, he said. Slams his gavel down as he stood up at the bench and told me, Mr. Webb, sit down. Case dismissed with prejudice, meaning I don't have a felony. But yet the FBI still has it on their record. Oh, he's a felon. No, I'm not. Here's the point. Mink says, Mr. Webb, sit down. Yes, sir. So I sat down. He says, I advise you to seek counsel for remedy to what they have done to you illegally. I said, yes, sir. And he case dismissed with prejudice. Now, I want to say something for the edification of the listeners, the FBI, and everybody else. I don't hate Jewish people. My daughter's a Jew by her mother, who was a Jew. I'm a Christian. Her mother claimed to be a Christian. She wasn't. She even got baptized before we got married, and so did I another time. But you can't call me a racist or a Jew hater in any way because of my daughter and my grandchildren and my son-in-law that I don't even know. But I just want to bring that up so nobody can come out and arrest me, arrest Jim Fetzer, arrest Joel for talking international politics and a possibility of World War III or IV. Jim or Joe, you want to comment on that, either one, or change the subject?
Well, the bill, to my knowledge, has not passed the Senate, and it is, as you're implying, blatantly unconstitutional, and I have no doubt the Supreme Court will eventually rule that it is unconstitutional. The problem is the mischief that occurs between the time one of these unconstitutional acts are taken and the court has the opportunity to rule. It's that meanwhile where the nonsense takes place. Clearly, this is an absurdity. It's a blatant violation of the First Amendment, and it cannot stand. It can pass it, but that does not make it constitutional. So, this is a form of grandstanding. It's a temporary measure to suppress the growing resentment of Israel for genocide. It's not an anti-Semitic action. They don't give a damn who's a Jew or who's not a Jew. They care about genocide. And frankly, given that protests on college campuses are as American as apple pie, you can protest damn near anything and nobody gives a blink, but when you start talking about Israel, the boot comes down on your neck. And you may even be viciously assaulted. In fact, we had that at UCLA. We had a whole group of Zionist thugs attack the peaceful protesters at UCLA, which affects me personally because both of my parents graduated from UCLA. And it turns out these thugs are Chabad Lubavitchers, which is among the most extreme of all the Zionist sects and believe in Jewish supremacy, that all the other races only exist to serve the Jew, and that all the wealth of the world belongs to the Jews, where what we talk about is a new world order is actually a Jewish plot to have the whole world ruled from Jerusalem. That is rooted in theologically in Isaiah 56-66. That elaborates the Zionist project, where all other nations must bow down to Zion, all other nations must bring their wealth to Zion, and if other kings refuse to bow off with their heads. There's a lot about genocide in the Old Testament, and Zionism is replete with it. So in many ways, what's going on today is something they regard as being sanctioned by God, which is why they're unconstrained by the laws of man. They claim to be responding to a higher law.
Joe, you want to comment?
Well, Jim is exactly right, particularly when you look in the Talmud. You find all kinds of statements that the Gentile is nothing more than cattle and should be treated as such.
Goyism.
Are a very radical group within Judaism. And just recently, they got caught building tunnels under their headquarters.
In New York, wasn't it, Joe?
All kinds of mattresses that had blood on it, and the young men began rioting to prevent police from doing anything. So they ended up filling the place with cement. So what Jim is saying is correct. They're a radical group, but they are the ones that his daughter is married to and a part of.
Trafficking in children, correct, Joe?
Well, yes. But Jared Kushner and Ivanka are both members of the Chabots.
Okay.
And so, I don't know. It's just a very strange relationships that are going on now, because as Jim has said, what are they going to get this through or not? Because if it does, there goes the preaching of the New Testament, which is the basis of Christianity in the United States.
Now, if they pass this law, Joe, it'll basically shut down the churches in America, won't it? Christian churches.
Well, I would think so. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I mean, that's the idea. I guarantee it ain't going to happen. I mean, this is just catastrophic. I can't believe there aren't members of the United States Senate who are not going to stand for this. But it's obviously something we want to monitor very carefully. I mean, look, Bibi Netanyahu has even said the United States should call the National Guard to suppress these anti-Semitic protests. But that's because they're critical of Israel, and he's trying to do everything to promote the interests of Israel, and he doesn't want anti-Israel sentiment to be widely spread, even though it's richly deserved, given they're in the process of committing genocide out there in front of God and everybody. It's just outrageous.
Joe, how many people are dead in Gaza? 35,000?
Yeah, about 35, I would say really about 40,000 are dead, and they are mostly women and children.
Unbelievable what they've done. Now, I want to bring back a subject here. Jared Kushner, for a moment. The last radio show I did about a week ago, because folks, I've moved. Don't want to get into it, but I moved. But about a week ago, I did the first radio show in about 2 weeks. It's up on Radio Bar 4 on StuWeb.com. Now, it was with Nicole Powers, and she's pretty sharp, her research. She got all this material on Jared Kushner. And Joe even threw in something, told me about. She researched it and found it, and she did a pretty damn good report on Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, married to his daughter, whose mother was a Jew. Now, Trump's currently married to a Christian woman, has a very strong faith in Jesus Christ. And there's a video of her at her mother's funeral, and she's talking. You can hear it. And I believe that she's converted Trump pretty much, because he believes in Christianity now that maybe he didn't in the past, because he's married to a couple of Jewish women. That's where he had his kids, until his last one. But here's the point. Jared Kushner has committed, oh God, crime after crime. And he's the one that convinced Trump at the time to do some kind of pact with Israel while he was president. He did. But Kushner, I was told by Super Spook Otis Johnson, and I think Joel has a good idea who he is, was, he murdered him and is working for General Flynn, and 2 weeks later Flynn is indicted and had to leave his job as National Security, and Otis was his direct assistant. He was also William Casey, CIA director's direct assistant, 007 Otis Johnson. Punch it in the search box on my site and start looking at the underground house out there in Las Vegas and so forth. I've got a whole story on it. Kushner according to Otis, was Mossad. During the time he picked up Trump's daughter, started dating her, they were doing drugs heavy, according to Otis Johnson, etc. But Kirshner never had a national security clearance when he was in the White House. Why? That's the question I have, with the big question mark behind it. But Jared Kirshner is currently involved in buying up beachfront property on the Gaza Strip, all along Gaza, that they have destroyed all the buildings, as Joe has reported to me. Leveled them all. Killed all these people. He's over there with others buying up the property. Beachfront property. Now, I will tell you this. I'm aware of this. Larry Mizell, that took over for Leonard Millman, my ex-father-in-law, that was demon or fallen angel possessed, and as Otis said, when Millman died, he called me. He said, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law, one of the 12 disciples of Satan, he lived for thousands of years before he inhabited Millman, and now he's inhabiting Larry Mizell of Denver, Colorado. And Mizell, by the way, owns the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury through BlackRock, Blackstone, and he owns the inheritance that Millman left him of $100 trillion, which included a Great West Life of Denver that owns HSBC Bank, Hong Kong, Shanghai, something Bank Corp, the largest bank in the world. And every 6 months they get in trouble for narcotics money laundering, and one of their presidents or vice presidents of one of the countries they're in ends up in jail, and Mizell never does. Now, they had Silverado, and Mizell was on the board of directors with Neil Bush and Norman Brownstein, laundering Iran-Contra drug money from MENA, Arkansas, involving the Clintons and Ollie North and everybody else. But I'm just telling you something. Jared Kirshner is a personal friend of Bibi Netanyahu's, and Jared Kirshner is making money off that beachfront property. Plus, he was involved in some other fraud. And Nicole has it in her report. So go to stuweb.com, Radio Bar 4. It's the show posted before this show. This show will be posted this evening. With that said, either one of you want to comment on Jared Kirshner again, or do you need to?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I've long believed Jared Kirshner was indeed Mossad, and I've also thought that their marriage was very strange. And I've suggested on multiple occasions that Theranos might have been involved here, where it occurs if you're exposed to Theranos and you're going to fall in love with the next person you see. And I think Melania, who is quite the babe, was, in my opinion, induced to fall in love with Jared Kushner, who also, in my opinion, is not a very interesting guy, save for his involvement in Israeli psyops. So that's my take there. I think it was unfortunate that he had, it appears, an important role during the first administration of Donald Trump, that he let Jared do a lot of the business of government, which was very inappropriate, but I think consistent with Trump's style as a chief executive officer, of being a general manager of overall resources. Well, if he comes back and if he turns out to be America first, then I'm just very, very troubled. I mean, listen to what we hear from Jimmy Dore. I mean, listen to this.
You know, Trump has come down on the... Trump used to be an American first guy. He's not. He's an American first occasionally. He's Israel first. And so people who are peacefully protesting in the United States, and that's what they're doing, they're peacefully protesting, Donald Trump is siding with a foreign country over them. And he says, do you think that the radical left lunatics that are causing all of the chaos... So you think people who are carpet bombing Gaza right now, the occupiers, the Zionists, they're not lunatic? They're not the genociders? This is amazing, right? So do you think, hey, there are radical left lunatics in the country. Right now, they don't have any power. You know who have all the power? the radical establishment lunatics like Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the Republicans, who all agree on the worst of things. Just like he agreed, he just got in bed with Mike Johnson, Joe Biden, to pass funding. He supported that. The more funding, remember Donald Trump used to go around saying, I'm going to end this Ukraine war in 24 hours?
No.
Now he's like, no, we're going to fund it. I'm funding it.
I still don't understand why they went to him at all with that. He's not president that they have on trial. That, hey, we need you to get on board.
We need you. But they did. I guess they're trying to get some of the right-wing base to go along with it. So here's what he tweeted out on his Truth Social. By the way, he just got $2 billion more from Truth Social. I don't know anybody who goes out there. I had to go under to get this, though. Do you think that the radical left lunatics that are causing all the chaos at our colleges and universities are doing so in order to take the focus away from our southern border? No.
No.
I don't think that's why they're doing. Wow. Talk about bending yourself in a pretzel. Where millions of people, many from prisons and mental institutions, are pouring into our country. Just asking. Well, I'll let you know. No, that's not why they're doing that. They're not doing that to take us. So, like, he's trying to say they're running cover for Joe Biden. No, that's not what they're doing. They're actually telling Joe Biden they're not going to vote for him, and they're actually protesting Joe Biden's policies of supporting a genocide in Gaza, which would be your same thought. So, Donald Trump and Joe Biden now agree on all the most horrible things.
Why is Ukraine getting more fucked up?
That's right.
I already knew he was all the way in Zionist.
That's
Ukraine.
And here's a Trumper who we've had on the show. This guy used to be MAGA, Jake Shields. I don't know, maybe he still is, but he says Trump wants to make protesting Israel illegal. They serve the same master. And he showed this. Stop the protests now. This is what Donald Trump tweeted out on his Truth Social or whatever. Stop the protests now. And he says they serve the same master. Now, there's nothing in there that says Donald Trump wants to make it illegal, except he does. Because he wants the cops, because I'll show you. He wants the cops to come in. I'm going to show you a video in a second. And he wants the cops to come in and crack their heads and arrest them. By the way, those students who are protesting over Gaza have nothing to gain. It's not going to help them in their business and their career. They're getting suspended now. They're getting arrested. They're getting arrest records. That makes it much harder to get a job. They have nothing to gain by doing this. So I want to show you this. So while it's fun to watch Donald Trump piss off the donor class and stick his thumb in their eye from time to time, and it is, he is a swamp creature who is only occasionally America first. He didn't give a blue-collar tax cut. He gave a tax cut for the billionaires. He didn't invest that money back here. He didn't give everybody a job like he said. He didn't give everybody health care. Remember he said when he's running, I'm gonna make them a deal. I'm gonna go to the hospitals and things.
You have the best health care you've ever seen. You're not gonna believe this health care.
You're not gonna believe how beautiful it is.
Oh my God.
He is a swamp. I said he is a swamp creature who is only occasionally America first. Can't argue with that. It's both. I mean, I guess you can, but you'd be wrong. His most recent capitulation to the war machine by joining with Mike Johnson and Joe Biden via Ukraine was disgusting. A lot of people can't handle that he did that. Can't handle it. It drives me crazy. That's the one thing, the one reason to vote for Donald Trump is because maybe there's two reasons, the border and he wouldn't fund war the way they did, but now he's on board with their wars. He still wants credit for the disastrous COVID vaccine, which boggles my mind. And, of course, there's this. Stop the protests now. Now, in this tweet, I said the vaccine is not a vaccine at all. Of course, that's not true. Of course, it is. It's safe and effective, and it's a great vaccine. The FDA and the CDC say it's fantastic. Now, I would say that it's a joke. Here's the guy show who I've caught from time to time. He says, you actually think these protests have anything to do with Israel and Palestine? Yes! The fuck do you think they're for? What do you think they're doing? Do you think they're out getting suspended from school for kicks? Do you think they're out there wrecking their chances to get employed for kicks? What the fuck do you think they're doing?
Hey, Coach Collin, they're going to be shipping them people over here soon. That's illegal immigrants.
That's right.
It's already in the news. Do you think that's a good idea to have them flatten their entire city and then respond to that, and they're going to come live next to us?
That's right.
You don't think that there might be a real issue?
You don't think that's... Okay, so
No, I didn't think BLM was trying to help black people, by the way.
He says, LOL, you must have also thought BLM was trying to help black people.
Why would that even be correlated at all?
No. These movements, one has nothing to do with the other. These movements have been co-opted, ladies and gentlemen. You're seeing Marxists and communists trying to seize power in America.
The fuck are you talking about? What in the fuck are you talking about?
You know,
are we going to have socialized medicine like Israel?
We're never going to.
They were taken over by the commies.
That's right. Oh, I guess Israel was taken over by the commies because they have socialized medicine. They have Medicare for all.
They have to retire at a certain age.
That's right.
Except DNA tests are illegal there. That's one thing to call that.
So disjointed, so disconnected from reality. It's all just repeating talking points you've heard. There's nothing. This isn't rooted or tethered to anything in reality. Marxists and communists are taking over. Did you know the Marxists and communists are going to take over in America? We can't even get fucking health care in America. We can't even get affordable housing in America.
Even a health.
We can't even get fucking minimum wage from a guy who said he ran out of raising the minimum wage. We can't even get a public option. Joe Biden ran on his alternative to Medicare for All was a public option. And didn't even fucking bring it up. You know who doesn't bring it up? Not only Joe Biden, but all your Marxist communists, your Jamal Bowmans, your AOCs, your Ilhan Omar, they didn't even fucking bring it up. Bernie Sanders, they never bring it up. The idea that Marxist communists, you are being ruled by the military-industrial complex and a handful of fucking billionaires.
I think you got him right, especially his critique of Trump. I find it very disturbing.
Absolutely.
Your take, Jopal. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, he hit it right on the head because one of the things that there's a whole lot of us out there that do not trust Trump, and I'll give you the perfect example for me personally. Because I'm from El Paso, Texas, I know the border somewhat, okay? The rule of thumb by the Border Patrol is that the policy is made by the president. All he has to do is say, arrest and detain and release, or arrest and return. All he's got to do is just get on the phone and make the call. Well, right now, it is detain and release under the guise of escaping a dictatorship. So what he was describing, what Trump really did, I am in full agreement. All that Trump had to do was to pick up the phone and go arrest and return. But they do not want to disturb what is the development called the North American Union?
Well, the North American Union was never actually certified. My understanding was rejected, but it's as though they're going ahead and acting as though it were viable.
That's right. And I can attest to that because in my hometown was the infamous Maquiladoras. And what a maquiladora is, they were put together industries, mostly clothing. They were put on the Mexican side called Juarez. And what they wanted was 16-year-old to 20-year-old Mexican girls. Because in Mexico, you graduate from high school at 16. And so what they did was is to pay them minimum wage, in other words, to Mexican standards. And all these young girls had was enough to go to work, pay the rent, and have something to eat. And they were absolutely, absolutely used as slaves. And the maquiladoras eventually closed, and they went to other places by the banksters, like to Vietnam and to other places. And so there is roadways that are still being worked on to be completed that will bring in products from China, come up through the South, and to places like El Paso, Nogales, and Laredo, Texas. So Trump really didn't do anything with the border. People say, well, we need the fence. I can tell you we can save lots of money of not putting a fence in and go back to arrest and return and close down NGOs like the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, the number one group that is helping out all of these invaders. All you got to do is shut them down. But it will not happen.
Now, Joe, there's a highway running all the way from South America going all the way to Canada, the North Pole almost. The only section that isn't complete, which a friend of mine's in Panama, a great gal, former attorney prosecutor, Colorado, not saying no more, but there's about 3 months left, and they'll be completed with that road all the way from South America all the way to Canada. And it's going to be part of Panama in the mountain range. It'll be complete in about 3 months. Now, that runs in to Texas. And explain where it comes up from there. It runs up through Kansas City, up I-35, I-29, etc. But Joe, would you touch on
that? The old Pan-American Highway ran from Mexico City up through Juarez. And they used to have races that went all the way down there. But like you say, they are completing the road, and all of these invaders are coming out of places like Chile and Peru because there's no problem with immigration. They put them on buses, and they'll be taken all the way up to the border and then, again, being released and not turned back. Arrest and turn back.
The only place arrest the immigrants... I'm sorry, Joe. The only place the immigrants are having a problem coming through is that section of Panama. As I said, within 3 months, folks, it's going to be completed.
It's called the Darien Gap. It is a jungle path that leads from point A to point B, and then they are taken into Mexico.
So they'll be able to take buses. I mean,
they'll be brought in by buses once this highway is completed, which will be in Panama.
But you mentioned once again, here you are with Israel, basically helping get these immigrants in our country, correct?
Yes.
By busing them.
All you have to do is listen to Barbara Spector Lerner. It's on YouTube, and it'll tell you. She said the Jews are at the center of this transfer of cultures. The same thing is happening in Europe. In parts of Malmo, Sweden, you can't go in because it's gang warfare with full automatic weapons and grenades. And if you happen to be a Swede that happens to get over a hold of a firearm and shoot one of them, guess who's going to jail?
And what's going on in Minnesota right now, Joe? Chicago, New York.
Dearborn, Michigan. Heavily Muslim population. And when you go in there, they let you know London is now 50% African and Mediterranean, Syrians, etc., etc. And it is a dangerous place.
They're saying not go out at night, correct?
That's right. In Germany specifically, the women do not go out at night.
But it's getting that way in Chicago, Minnesota, and different places.
I would say so. Yeah. Because all you have to do is look at downtown L.A. All you have to do is take, for instance, outside of Houston, Texas, where I lived for many years, they're building a city to hold 250,000 invaders. They're building it right now. What do you think that's going to do to the entire area around there?
Pretty
bad. It's going to absolutely turn it into chaos.
You know,
like New York City, you don't go to those hotels because you'll get mugged or stabbed.
Now, they were throwing the veterans in New York out of their residence for the homeless veterans, etc., and replace them with immigrants. Isn't that true, Joe?
Yeah.
No. I live in Kansas, folks. Near Kansas City, on the Kansas side. But I'm going to tell you this. The governor, you can look it up on the internet. I even posted something on my website about it about a month ago. She says, oh, if you're an illegal or immigrant and you come to Topeka, Kansas, the capital of Kansas, west of Kansas City, about 100 miles, if you come here, we'll give you $15,000. Illegal immigrants. This was in October of last year. She signed it into law. I don't know how many illegal immigrants are moved to Topeka and picked up their $15,000 of cash. I don't know the number. But when you have idiots like the governor of Kansas doing such a thing, I mean, my God. Jim, you got any comment on that?
No. This is all catastrophic with regard to the border. By the way, I believe Israel is going to extend its assassination campaign into the United States. And then, because they do not regard him as completely reliable, I suspect that both Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are on their hit list to create chaos in America, at which point Biden will declare martial law, and all of the migrants who've been trained to be participants in a U.N. army will don their blue helmets, pick up the weapons the government has placed in caches around the country, and wage war on America. This is my projection.
I agree with that 100%. 100%. How many Chinese are now in this country? And they're all military people.
How many, Joe? Tell them.
I think there's like about 5 million now.
And they got two.
Million.
And they got two police chase, two police stations, Chinese police stations. One in New York and someplace else, Washington, I think it is.
No, there's police stations all over the United States, all over.
Chinese
police stations. Yes.
I did not know that.
There. Listen, you guys, I want to thank you for the opportunity to join you again. I have another show I gotta do, so you know I gotta abandon ship, but you're welcome to continue in my absence. And thank you, Joel, and thank you, Stu.
Well, I thank you, Professor James Fetzer. Give out your website.
I'm jameshfetzer.org. BitChute channel Jim Fetzer. Twitter at Jim Fetzer. Thanks.
Okay, Joel.
I'll be signing off too, Stu.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to end the show, and I thank you, Professor James Fetzer and Professor Joe. Great reporting. We'll talk.